Light workers linked together in the Mark Age Meditations Network. Hello. Let's go to work. One of the jobs that we have in this network is to bring forth some of the problems that we see as light workers. Not only the problems we see in our own personal development in order to become light workers, the problems we see in groups because we try to link up in our small individual ways and then link with other groups in our community and throughout the world. But the most important task we have as light workers is to face what are the problems facing mankind as a race in these last throes of mortal consciousness, or expressing in the third dimensional frequency as we go into the fourth dimensional etheric consciousness, light body, call it whatever you will. And so we have invited you to present to us, and we have promised you that many of you as light workers, leaders, teachers would express some of the thoughts and developments through this network program. But at this time, it has been brought very vividly to mind that one of the things we have to consider and work with as light workers is a very mortal reaction to coming into a new level of consciousness, a spiritualization of a certain area of life. We see it constantly throughout the scriptures when it shows an advancement for a segment of a population or a race consciousness. I'm thinking now of the period of Sodom and Gomorrah, which was symbolized, of course, in the Old Testament, the latter days of that level of work before bringing in some of the Hebraic principles that ruled and did rule the world in the form of the Ten Commandments, a moral pattern for man to follow for 4,000 years before Jesus brought in the two commandments, which he said superseded all other commandments, which is love God and love one another. All the rest is commentary, he said. Because if you love God, you have to love one another. And if you love one another, you'd have no problems. So we wouldn't have to worry about the Ten Commandments. Of course, many people still don't even understand the Ten Commandments, let alone Jesus's two commandments. So what I'm bringing to your attention at this time is the fact that mass consciousness is going to react to the light in a number of ways, and we want to be aware of them. We want to be cautioned about them. We want to know how to handle them, which, of course, there's only one way to handle anything, and that's to follow Jesus' two commandments. Love God, love one another, be love in action, and pour the love and the light into that situation. But the problem that we wish to bring forth at this time is what I call the last fling. Anyone who's ever gone on a diet or planned to go on a diet knows exactly what I'm talking about. I'll have that one last binge before I start my diet. Or if you have any other problem that is an overcoming, you know the philosophy that the mortal consciousness says, one last drink before I join Alcoholics Anonymous, one last good drunk, if you happen to be of that problem. But mass consciousness is doing the same thing. And you can see it all around you. The hate, the violence, the sexual promiscuity, the negative thinking, the hurts, the barbs, the negative energies that are going forth at this time. It all represents a subconscious awareness that this type of thing has just got to go. And it is going, And we, the light workers of the world, are prepared to see that it does leave the planet. There is no other choice for the planet. But how do we deal with this in ourselves? How do we deal with it in the community where we are? How do we deal with it on the mass conscious level? There is no other way but light, love, implementing truth principles. Too many of us in the light work are ready to condemn, to analyze, and to put forth all kinds of mortal excuses. We argue among ourselves, this is the reason for it, because of such and such and such and such. No, that's the reason for it. And if I get there in my profession and I put this down and I make this law, or I go out and I demonstrate, if I carry this banner, if I fight with my mother who caused me to be this way and that way, that'll change everything. It won't change anything. Light workers know this. If you are a light worker, then there's only one way to work. And that's to work in the positive way, implementing into mass consciousness the light, the truth, the higher functioning of the God Self within each person. So that mass consciousness, that's not just a word, that's not just a lump. These are people. These are souls with individual problems. They've all congregated on this planet, all 3 billion of them, to overcome this. So how dare we lump them as Southerners or Northerners or Germans or Japanese or American Indians or anything. They're people, souls, in agony. They weren't always black, white, red, Jewish, Catholic, Buddhist, men or women. And every child has been an adult in another incarnation, and every adult has been a child even in this incarnation. Otherwise, you wouldn't be an adult. So you have been all things, and you can experience all things. Then let us know, as light workers, in our linking together, that we only have one function, and that is to eliminate as much as possible this desire for that last fling and that last binge as mortal beings. Our primary function then, as light workers, since we understand spirit, since we accept one another as immortal, spiritualized beings, Christed beings in the essence of ourselves, let's project together to every single one of these 3 billion individuals, dear, dear sister and brothers, you are spirit. You don't need that last fling. It'll get you absolutely nowhere. But I tell you where you will get. In the light, to truth, to the point of your immortal realization of what you are. You don't have to have that last drink, that last sweet, or that last sexual experience. It's going to be the epitome of all the last ones you've had for the last 2 million life incarnations on planet Earth, and how many other planets maybe. That's not the purpose. We must impregnate in to these soul records, into the subconscious minds of each individual, that he or she is capable of picking up, that it is the spirit in them that's the last fling. That is the last place to go, because it's the first place to go. It's the only place to go. It's the only real and lasting experience that each and every one of us is ever going to be able to work with and hang on to and enjoy. so this planet does not need to go through that horrendous experience. If we do our job properly, light workers, friends, they will not need to have this thought. It's our responsibility. That's why we're linked together. So how about it? Let's mentally and spiritually hold each other up, give each other strength, and in this unification and in this linking, send out the one thought that each soul is capable of picking up. You are a child of the everlasting God force, and this is the first and the last place. This is the first and the last experience. This is the first and the last of all your being. Come, let us go together to God within us and rejoice because we're working with our Father, Mother, God as children should.
As in all MAM projections and power broadcasts, we consider what we do to be examples for others and to help plant it within the mass consciousness so that the masses themselves, each and every other person on and about the earth plane and the astral planes, will begin to do the same within their own consciousnesses and thus to bring into effect, to help to leaven the masses, to help raise them into a higher level of consciousness and of action, and thus of fulfilling their own spiritual natures, talents, and powers for the one purpose of being co-creators with God and of doing that for which we were created. Therefore, in this instance of considering that much of what Man of Earth is doing at the time is for the purposes of such a last fling, let us again use ourselves as examples. Let us go within our own consciousness, within our own memory storehouse, and seek to know and to correct those things which we ourselves feel might be what we are doing merely as last flings, knowing consciously or subconsciously that we may not be able to do them much longer, and therefore we might as well have that last fling, for what difference would it make anyway, we might think. Let us examine carefully many of those things, if not indeed all of those things, that we really enjoy doing. If they are those which are fine and which are profitable and which are spiritually proper, let us continue to do them so long as we might have the opportunity to do so. But if we feel that they are indeed not necessary, and here we are not asking ourselves to abstain from all pleasures by any means, then let us set about eliminating them, thus giving us opportunity to welcome new experiences and opportunities within our consciousness for spirit in action as and through us. Then as we do this, know we are doing it for others. Then we project out to the masses those major areas or major things which the masses themselves need not continue to adhere to as last flings, but instead can get it out of their systems and can get on with their spiritual development. Thank you for your participation in this examining your own mental storehouse and in setting the example for the masses.